And right now, whichever way you're going on a Friday, you're listening to Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito in the new month of February, with hot, humid weather hanging over us. But it's the month of love, you know, and with Valentine's Day just around the corner, there's a lot of opportunistic window displays in shops far and wide, trying to get you to buy stuff to show your love for that special person in your life. Well, maybe that's one way to do it, but what else could you be doing to celebrate love, not just for others but for yourself maybe as well? I have a few ideas, but I tell you what, I'd be quite interested to have a chat with someone who I think might plant a seed or two in your mind, give you some food for thought. And on that note, I happen to have a representative on the line from an organization called the Brahma Kumaris South Africa. And if you've never heard that name, well, a part of the worldwide Brahma Kumaris movement, which is dedicated to personal transformation and world renewal by teaching individuals to view the world as essentially spiritual rather than just material, and teachings that support the cultivation of a collective consciousness of peace and of the individual dignity of each soul, regardless of race, religion, culture, education, economic or social standing. That sounds like something interesting, something I'd like to unpack and maybe cut through all the materialism to get to a more spiritual and meaningful understanding of love in the month of love. So on that note, on the line for a chat this morning from the Brahma Kumaris South Africa, Usha Jevan joins us for a chat on Radio Life and Style. Usha, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning to everyone and good morning, Charles.
Great to have you on the radio for a little thought-provoking conversation in the month of love. And look, we hear this word love in so many different contexts. Often we think of it in terms of romantic love, but from your perspective, what is true love really about, Usha?
So I feel that when we use the word love, even the kind of feeling we want to have is that somebody belongs to us. They close, they know us. And so when they get us, we feel that they are there to support us. And that's actually why the idea of love is so necessary, because we don't want to be silos in the world. We actually want to be part of a unit, or to be part of a collective, so that we can actually live our lives in sharing and caring, because that, I feel, is a very important aim for most people. Love normally is always physically being displayed as somebody very close, somebody getting all the things they want. And we seem to be using physical things to actually share this. But, you know, sometimes we are very far away from the way we think about each other. Mm. We don't completely understand each other. We just try and fill in the gaps and compensate, rather. But real love is like a complementary thing that actually allows the other to be whole and allows me to be whole without actually enmeshing us into one piece.
I am interested in expanding this idea. And in today's world, because we know we're living in a really interesting time, lots of upheaval, lots of displacement, lots of change. Why do you think love feels so needed right now in today's modern world?
Because I think what our sort of world has created is silos. Look at everyone living in little flats, little units, and sometimes they don't even have the one person who can understand them. So they're living with a dog or a cat or an animal, because people still need to belong and have something. But if they can't have that human understanding, then they go to something that will accept them. And when it comes to our pets and our animals, they seem to give us so much unconditional love. So we shower that in return. Mm. So there seems to be something inside of us that's not completely whole. Like we're kind of missing something. So we're filling the gap from the outside.
I hear you. But is, in your view, love something that we have to find outside ourselves, or is it something that can be, I suppose, created from within?
So in my last statement, I said, you know, we're trying to fill a gap, which actually means that there was a wholeness in us, which somehow we lost, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you're right in that it's not something that we need to get from outside. It's almost like we need to reflect again and find inside. You know, I can give you one image. Just say if I had a diamond and I dropped it in a puddle of mud. And then what happens is that I couldn't really wash it out. And so the mud dries around this piece of diamond. Now, I was witness to the diamond falling in, and I was also the one to remove it. So for me, that's not a blob of mud. It's actually a diamond. But from the eyes externally, they don't know the inside. They just see the external. And so when we also looking at ourselves externally, you know, do I have the right status in the community? You know, am I driving the right car? Do I have the right qualification? Do I talk like this one? And when you start measuring ourselves externally, and because there's so many people, we find ourselves not matching everyone. And we can use those physical differences to actually think we're not good enough. But what is interesting to understand is that each one of us are actually intrinsically perfect. We're not like somebody else, but we're perfect in what we are meant to be.
Yeah.
And if we don't become aware of that and start to honor ourselves for who we are meant to be, we're going to start looking at somebody else and think, I don't have that and I'm not like this. And then that actually starts creating isolation for ourselves. So it is about us becoming more reflective of ourselves when we do things. What are the feelings we have? What are the values and intentions we have? When we start putting more weight on those things, then whatever we do becomes more meaningful.
Sure. Well, now you got me thinking about love differently in the month of love. For someone just tuning in and just catching the middle of this interview in conversation right now with Usha Jevan, representing the Brahma Kumaris South Africa organization, a really interesting organization that I would urge anyone who wants to find out more, if you've got your laptop in front of you, just Google Brahma Kumaris South Africa or the website brahmakumaris.org.za. Usha, while we're in conversation, if there was one message about love that you wished anyone listening would remember, what would it be?
I feel that we need to stop creating differences between us. We need to find the things that binds us, because love is always depicted as being close, no spaces between people. So that's why we try and get hold of one person who we can make so close that they actually become attached to us.
Mm.
And that's why we have actually misunderstood love to be attachment, because when somebody stays glued to us and does everything we like and whatever, we think that person loves us. But actually, it's become unhealthy when somebody is so attached to us. But when somebody starts to understand us, and you know, when we also understand others, it's not only a one-way thing. And in the Brahma Kumaris, you know, we practice meditation, and one of the bases of this true love is to understand that beyond the physical differences of our body, which is the human, there's a being which is a spiritual light and energy that we all are, the living being. So, you know, at a moment of death, when somebody dies, it's not the body that dies. It's actually the energy, the life force that leaves that physical body. And then the body doesn't have an operator anymore. So this life force, this energy, which we can call the spirit or the soul or a higher consciousness or whatever it is, it's not physical. And in that identity of being the being which exists forever, which is eternal, immortal, imperishable, has a natural nature of being peaceful, being loving, being happy, being powerful. And when we start to relate to people on that level, we'll find that we have so many common things. We're actually vibrating on a similar frequency when we become aware of our spiritual self rather than our bodily sense. So what I would say to people is that, you know, they say, don't judge a book by its cover. Our bodies are our covers, and they're a variety of covers. But when you seek inside, you'll notice that we all have a similar pulse. We appreciate honesty. We want to be kind. We love caring. We want to be respected. These are common values for all of us. Doesn't matter where we come from, which part of the country, world, what color our skin is. Would you agree that those are our common values? Just our basic values.
Mm.
And when we start connecting to people on those values, we will feel that we belong to each other. And that's real love then. Then we're not having preference, but we're emerging our natural qualities and acting with those, and then that connects with others. So then we find everything meaningful, everyone important and valuable. And then we're not seeking to find the right person. We're not seeking to be in the right place. Because when I'm bringing this out from inside, I'm creating a connection with everything. So I don't feel out of place. I don't feel alone. I don't feel misunderstood, because I also understand myself better.
Hey, wow. Now that gives you something to chew on a Friday morning. Some real food for thought. And if you're just getting that final nugget of wisdom, may you carry it into your Friday, into your weekend, into the month of love and beyond. And why do we have to have just one month of love? Why can't we have every day, a day filled with love? And
yes, I think, yeah, this day of love is maybe a memorial of how we lived before. Because I feel a lot of the celebrations that we do, you know, we honor different days. Like, because the 27th day is our Freedom Day, we celebrate it because something memorial, momentous happened, and now it's become a day to celebrate. So I think that this 14th of February is a mark of something much deeper. And I want to just, I know you said I must only share my last nugget, but I have this last thought I want to share with you quickly.
Please.
Is that, you know, with the... We're always looking towards a human to create that connection. But I think we can all connect with a higher source, which is the divine. And, you know, they say if you want to water a whole tree, you don't have to go water each leaf. But if you water the root, then actually you water the whole tree. Yeah. So as humans, to try and please everybody would actually be very difficult. But if we align ourselves to the Creator, the source of truth and love, then we will naturally align ourselves with everybody. And we'll feel a natural connection. Like, just to be honest with you, for me, when I'm walking around, I don't hesitate to say, hey, brother, you know, or hey, sister. It doesn't feel odd. It feels normal to regard the world as my family. Because I'm not looking at you as born from my mother, but I'm looking at you as a higher creation from that Supreme who we are all children of. And in that feeling, I can feel connected to everyone, and I can feel getting that companionship with everyone. So I don't have to isolate someone to make them mine, because actually I feel the world is my family.
Wow. That's a message that I'm going to be thinking deeply on. And I hope our listeners will too. If you are listening right now on a Friday morning, welcome to Radio Life and Style. You've been catching my special conversation with Usha Jevan, representing the Brahma Kumaris South Africa organization and part of the global spiritual Brahma Kumaris movement, dedicated to personal transformation and world renewal by teaching individuals to view the world as essentially spiritual rather than just material. So think about that in the month of February, while you're seeing all the materialistic Happy Valentine's stuff, buy this box of chocolates, buy this bunch of flowers. Well, what is love really on a deeper, more spiritual level? Well, hopefully you've had some food for thought this morning. And Usha, thank you so much for your time and for your insights. And we'll hopefully be chatting again soon on Radio Life and Style, not just in another month of love, but well before then. What do you say?
Great, that's good. But really, you know, challenge yourself to go beyond the limited and go into the unlimited and free yourself and be happy.
Hey, there you go.
Great.
Friday message.
Thanks,
Usha. You heard it on Radio Life and Style. And for more information on the Brahma Kumaris, visit brahmakumaris.org.za or just Google Brahma Kumaris South Africa and see where it takes you. Right now, on a Friday, we're taking you back into the music on Radio Life and Style. And here's a cool cover of a Beatles classic.